Come here and share with you for several years now at your invitation. But any church that I would speak for and with, that if a church can be defined in human terms, we have a balanced budget, we have a strong membership. If there's nothing there of the vision of the supernatural that is bigger than I am, that is God-sized, and any church that finds themselves ending up manufacturing their vision, then they need to go back and revisit the calling and the perception with which the Holy Spirit birthed them individually and collectively as people of the kingdom. So if you're discouraged today, as an individual believer, if there's any point of discouragement, this could be an answer to your dilemma. Maybe, just maybe, that's why the Lord sent me here today, was to say, it's not because you're overworked. It's not because you have too many things on your plate. It might just be your perception and getting in alignment and order what God called you before the foundation of the world in your mother's womb to do and to fulfill for His glory, a light to the nations in the power and the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we all need bifocals. It's not either or, it's both. We need short-term microscopic vision. We need long-range, far-reaching, telescopic vision. We need bifocals. Give us each one the ability to see through your lenses of both community, close by, nearby, and far away. Give us the ability to reach not only our town, our block, our business, our neighborhood, our schools, our workplaces, the marketplace, but also give us the ability to reach out and help other places, nations, cultures, people groups. Let us be intentional, focused, zeroed in, avoiding, Lord, the trap of discouragement which is swallowing our world up. Bad news, calamity, negativism. Replace it now, I pray, in the strong name of Jesus with faith, vision, perception born of you. Help us, Lord, wherever we are, wherever we go, wherever you plant us, to be people of constant expansion. Not manufactured, but Spirit-born and Spirit-birthed in the power and the name of Jesus Christ. For every one of your sons and daughters here today, I pray. Amen.